Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. How you doing today? I'm a little scattered right now. When you have a little extra time, you don't. Sometimes you take a little too much extra time. I am your host, Kim Barnes Jefferson. Today's conversation is all about how do you get back on track, and I always feel like that's the number one thing people always say. Oh, I've fallen off the wagon, or oh, if I can only get back on track. And I find that it happens a lot, but there. Probably several times during the year that we all do it more often. And mainly, I think it happens when it's summer, holidays, vacation, you get busy at work, or maybe your kids' schedules get a little busier. Maybe it's when, you may be taking care of aging family members or sick family members, and your schedule gets out of whack. And so what I wanted to do was to create a show that could help you follow these steps to streamline your stubborn weight loss so that when you get off track, or maybe you are trying to figure out, like, I'm doing all the things, right? I know that I personally went through that. I was exercising, I was eating right, and looked in the mirror, hopped in the scale, and I'm like, give me something. For all the work I'm doing, I got nothing. So if you felt like this, continue listening, my queens, continue listening. So if you've ever said, I'm doing all the things but can't seem to lose all the weight, I got you. Maybe you've posted in Facebook groups and, you've got answers like, hey, why don't you cut the fat so you can get back into maintenance mode? Why don't you hook up with my friend Mike? He knows the best workouts ever to give you. You'll be so sore. Or, cut your calories, or up your exercise, or up your calories, cut back your workouts. You've been there. You've been in those groups too, and you've heard that. And, for me, I cringe in those groups. I cringe. I'm like, whoa, back away. Because there's a lot of bro science going on up in there. And not a fan. Not a fan of all that bro science. So if you're picking up what I'm putting down and you're done with hopping from plan to plan, trainer to trainer, coach to coach, unsustainable fat diet after unsustainable fat diet, and you'll continue to fall back into those patterns. But what I'm giving you right now is a life raft. Something that you can go back to time and time and time again to create repeatable progress. And did you hear the operative word, repeatable progress? Because I get it. We all are great during the week, Monday through Friday, whoop, I made it. Then comes Saturday or Friday night and Kim Crawford, she's so good. She's so tasty. And then next thing you know, well, I had a few glasses of Kim Crawford. Then I might as well have pick your poisons, some whatever food is your thing, some extra pizza, and then, extra here, an extra there. Then, you're back to like, oh, what did I do? I'm going to start again on Monday. So if you're done with this and you want to avoid this vicious cycle, listen up, my magic makers, listen up. So I got, hold on, let me just double check. I have it's a 7-step framework for you to help to create that repeatable success, help for you to really get more scientific, to use the word by George W. Bush, a little bit more strategery, if you will, about weight loss. Because what I see over and over again is there's no repeatable patterns. What I see is you might do a little of this, a little of that, a little of this, a little of that, and there's no tracking. There's no writing it down. There's no understanding what you've done, what works for you, and what doesn't work for you. What causes your cravings to go crazy? What causes you not to sleep? What causes you to stress out or where you stress out? There's no science, if you will. And I know that I hated science, and it's so funny that I do this, but I hated science. But no one gave me anything practical to apply science to. Now that I have some practicality with science, I'm like, oh, hi. Sure, I'll listen in all to all the science geeky talk. So let me give you the 7 steps. And then, you know, what I'd love is feedback. And I want to hear what you think about it. And is that something that can help center you when you feel like you're spinning out of control? The first thing is choose, right? We all have choices. And I want you to decide what it is that you want. And ideally, I challenge my clients to pick one thing. Pick one thing, because that way you stay focused. You're not trying to scatter around, try to do 500 things. I'm going to laser focus, and then I'm going to pick this one thing. So I want to run a marathon. Be it, I want to start a business. Be it, I want to find a relationship. Whatever it is, this applies to all, but I'm going to focus in on fitness because, you know, that's what I do. So if I told myself I was going to lose my muffin top, if I told myself I was going to increase muscle in my shoulders, I'm going to pick that goal and I'm going to see it through to the end. Okay. It doesn't mean that the path might get all windy. The path is definitely going to get windy, but I know where I'm going to end up. So this is me saying, this is what I choose. And it's me committing, deciding that I'm going to continue until during the mess, during the muck, when it gets hard, when I want to quit, I'm going to continue until, because what has quitting got you? That was a dramatic pause for a reason. What has quitting got you? Nothing. It's gotten you to start all over again. And if you're tired, I want you to count how many times you've restarted. It's not to make you feel bad, because I've pressed that reboot button myself, but I got sick of pressing that reboot button. I got sick of myself, and I just wanted to always be moving forward, always be chipping away at that goal. The second thing is clarity, right? So I've chosen that I want to lose my muffin top. I've chosen that I want to build muscle, or I want to build muscle in my shoulders, right? That I've made a choice. So now I'm going to stick with the muffin top thing just to make it easier, because most of you guys know what the hell that is. So if I stick with the muffin top, so what do I have to do to get rid of that muffin top? And trust me, it ain't 1,000 abs a day. That's just eye roll right now. Rolling my eyes so hard. All right. So write out exactly what you want. So me saying I want to get rid of my muffin top, that's very vague for me. Do you want a flat stomach? Is it that you want to be able to wear a bathing suit and just feel amazing in your skin? Do you have a pair of jeans in your closet that you're like, I don't want to lay down on my bed to stuff myself into? I want to be able to look in the mirror and be like, how you doing to myself? You know, what is it that clearly define what you want? Because this is like punching in the address into GPS so that you know, you're like, we're going to 123 Main Street. We're going to, you know, lose that Muffin Town Village. That's where we're going. And once I have my GPS locked and loaded, then I got to connect to that goal. I have to ask myself why. Because so many times I hear people say, oh, I want 6-pack abs, or, oh, I want to lose, you know, 15 pounds, then go on vacation. Now, are you connected to that? You know, is that after that vacation goes away, will you get up at 5 a.m. in the dark, in the snow, in the cold, and continue to work out? Will you no longer, you know, drink that wine? I want you to think about what it is that you want. So if I want to lose that muffin top, I want to be so connected, and say, why do I want this? Because it's your why. Your why, and if you don't know what your why is, your why is your reason. Your why is when someone tells me they don't have any motivation, I tell you don't have a why. that, and your why is your reason, right? So I will tell you, I don't spring out of bed to go to the gym. I don't. Yeah, I like fitness. I know it's something I need to do. It's something that when I get there, I enjoy. But at 5:30 in the morning, in the wintertime, in February, and it's snowing outside, I'm not like, woohoo, bring on the gym. No. But I lay in bed and I see my why. And I say, you know what? If I want to get rid of this muffin top, me laying here in bed ain't going to get it done. I got to get my booty up. I got to get my booty up and out to the gym. So that's my why. My why is what is my own internal motivation. Because we can't always look for external motivation. Because external motivation is short-lived. External motivation, unless you hire someone who lives with you or you have an amazing live-in support system, be it a spouse, kid, whatever, you need that internal motivation to get you going. External accountability is awesome, but internal motivation is key, and that is your why. Once you've clearly established your why, now you got to commit, right? You got to commit until. You got to see it through. And this is where you put your money where your mouth is. You know, this is where you're like, you know, I decided that I'm going to lose this muffin top. There's a pair of jeans in my closet that I'm going to fit back into. And my why is so clear. Like, I just want to be able to wear these jeans. I want to comfortably walk down the beach and not have, you know, strategic clothes on me. I want to not be, you know, a few pounds away from medication. Right? That's my why. Those are the things that keep coming. And so I'm going to play those over and over again. And I'm going to put a stake in the ground like I'm claiming the goal is already done. And I'm going to go for it. And, you know, here's where you write out your initial plan. And the initial plan isn't, my plans have flexibility. You know, I'm not this rigid, structured person. Because when I was rigid and structured, whenever there was any leeway, I broke out of that like a prisoner, a diet prisoner that I hadn't seen food in forever. I, you know, whenever I deprived myself and told me I can't have or I was bad, I lost my stuff. And that's, it set me further back because I kept falling into that cycle of like, no, I'm not going to have and then lose my stuff. No, I'm not going to have then lose my stuff. So I really want you to think about what are your non-negotiables, right? So for me, one of my non-negotiables that I will never give up is I will always have coffee with cream and sugar in it. Bottom line, end of story. It's what it makes me happy. I laid in bed this morning at 5 a.m. like, ooh, if I get out of bed, I can have coffee. You know, it's me. Some people might, you know, I have a client that she eats those like Lindt chocolate squares. And I said, as long as she doesn't have, her limit is 5. I said, as long as you don't exceed 5 a day. She's one of those genetically gifted women, by the way. As long as you don't have 5 a day, that's your limit, right? So she treats them as gold, right? But it's one of her non-negotiables. So everyone has those non-negotiables. Maybe for you, it might be you need to have a glass of wine every night, right? But I'm going to tell you, keep those non-negotiables in, and then there might be some wiggle room if you're not hitting your goals. But always decide, like, what are your non-negotiables? But I also have healthy non-negotiables. Every day for lunch, I have a big-ass salad. Right? So I get in all my vegetables, I get in all my protein, but that's, I have a, you know, non-negotiable. And then I also have a, you know, several very healthy non-negotiables. So figure out what those non-negotiables are. And can you do this alone? Or do you need a support system? Do you need someone who's going to help you map this out? Are you going to need someone who's going to help hold you accountable to what you've just written out as your non-negotiables? And what does commitment look like for you, right? You know, some people are commitment phobes. Some people are afraid of failure and success. You know, maybe you've gone down this path and you're like, oh, crap. I've been down this road before and I failed so many times. I'm embarrassed for myself. Or maybe you've had success, but you haven't been able to keep it. Or maybe you've, you know, gone that like, you know, pure deprivation path and you're just like, I can't anymore. I'm dying on the inside. But I want you to think about, you know, every single one of these steps requires you to, like, when things get haywire, to figure out where there is a chink in the chain. That was really hard for me to say. Wow. All right. So the next thing is have the courage to change. And here is where a lot of people get stuck, right? So you might have, you know, got clear. You might have made the decision. You might have found your why. And you might be like, yep, I'm ready. And then you're ready until stuff gets hard. And stuff's going to get hard. Stuff's going to get unclear. Stuff's going to get messy, right? Because I know that for many people at this age, we've been on, you know, umpteen diets, you know, been there, done that, got the t-shirt and the shaker bottle for it. What I always ask you, and raise your hand if you want to make changes, but you don't until it's hard. And I'm sure many of you are shaking your head along with me. You know, one of my favorite mentors says this, easy is earned. As we navigate to get to this, you know, muffin top free life, I have to do something different. Because what if I do the same thing over and over and over again, guess what? I'm going to get the same results. So something has to change. And that's where I talked about earlier. That's where the science comes in. That's when I am literally every morsel I put in my mouth, I'm writing it down. I'm tracking my sleep. I'm tracking, am I a stress ball? I'm tracking all of this so I can see where are the patterns? What, you know, trips me up? What elevates me? You know, what is my Achilles heel? I'm able to see all of that with this logging, but you have to have the courage to make a change. And so I see a lot of the time, you know, I have clients who, you know, they want to lose weight and I look at their nutrition and it's a hot mess, but they're like, well, I've always eaten this way. Well, that's great. But if you continue to eat this way, you're going to continue to look this way. So if you want to look different, something has to change, right? You know, it's if I wanted to go to California, I can't just sit in my living room. Maybe I can turn on the TV and California will show up, but I got to either get in a car, plane, train, automobile. I don't know. Right now, there's no such thing as time travel, but until that day happens, I have to move my feet. And that's the same thing when it comes to getting healthy and fit. I see it over and over again. You know, we all fall back and say like, well, the last time I lost weight, I did this. And then guess what? It doesn't work because your body is like, girl, I know what you're doing and I'm hip to it and I ain't going to do it. So leave me alone. That's our bodies. Our bodies are like, I know everything. I'm smarter than you. I pretend to be dumb, but I'm smarter than you and I'm not going to give you what you want. So that's why we always have to think of different ways to approach it, because maybe you eat in a very disordered way. Maybe you eat great food, but you're eating too much, right? So there's always these little thing, micro adjustments that can be made to see, does it get a change? And so I think I've beaten this dead horse. I think I've beaten this to a dead horse, but something has to change. And, you know, if you don't know what that is, if you are stuck in the spiral, because I know that happened to me. I was stuck in a spiral for a few years and I had to hire someone who could look over my shoulder and be like, hey girl, have you ever thought about changing this, 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 and this, right? I was eating too much of good stuff and I wouldn't have thought that had I not had someone, a third party, look at that for me. So I really want you to think about, you know, it's worth having that 15-minute conversation with a coach. It's worth looking for that third party to help you out. It doesn't mean that you're failing. It just means like, you know what? I can't get out of my own way right now. And I'm done in this tornado. I'm done. Uncle. All right. So then create new habits, right? So many people are like, oh, if I only had willpower. Ugh, if I only had more discipline. I say bull hockey. All right. You heard me. I said it out loud. It's not the discipline. It's not the motivation. You don't have a great habit set up. James Clear wrote a book called Atomic Habits. Great book. And he says, basically, we don't have systems. I call them routines. And so I want you to think about some routines that you already have in your life that you just do. You don't even think about them. Brushing your teeth. You know, do you wash your face first or do you brush your teeth first? You know, it varies by the person. Sometimes it varies by the day based on what's going on. Do you wash your hair first or do you wash your back first, right? It's just little things that we do. Coffee. Do I put cream in before the sugar or sugar before the cream? It's just what we do. So what I always tell people is that you need to come up with, for whatever new habit it is, new habit you want to create, you need to create some habit triggers. And I do a whole episode on, I believe it's episode 5, but I will link it up in the show notes, all habits, a whole episode all on habits. And I'm big on habits because habits will keep you going. You know, it's stronger than just having a plan. It's stronger than willpower. It's stronger than discipline. When you create a habit, it's going to last. One of the habits that I've created over the last year is I wanted to increase my water or make my water more consistent. And like I said, I have coffee. So I have my first cup of coffee, then I have a glass of water. And once I have that glass of water, then I can have my second cup of coffee, right? I teach group fitness classes. And so I fill up my water bottle during the group fitness class. And then I make sure that I drink that whole bottle of water either by the time class is over or by the time I get home from teaching that class. So I have two triggers that force me to drink water. But, you know, typically I do drink it during the day, but I have two triggers that I built in to make sure that I get in that extra water that I wanted to get and be more consistent. So take a look in the show notes. I'll link it up. It's called The Easiest Way to Create Lasting Habits. And I like go into like great detail about how to create habits. And then lastly, consistency. That's the holy grail. That's like, if you've ever seen the movie Pulp Fiction, in Pulp Fiction, Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta are looking for this, you know, I think it's either a box or a briefcase. I can't remember. But every time they come across it or someone comes across it, they open it up and there's this giant glow. Well, that glow's consistency, right? That's what we're always looking for. Because when we get to that point where we're doing things on a consistent level, boom, bang, boom, results are not far behind. And I call this my Fit Girl Magic Formula, where if I get great habits that lead to great routines, that lead to consistency, that lead to results. And when I go through this checklist, I can see where things are falling off. Maybe I didn't make a good decision. Maybe I don't have a strong enough why. There's always little breaks in the dam, right? And you know, you want to put your finger in the dam and say, okay, what am I going to do about it? And if you don't know what you're going to do about it, that's when I'm like, you know what? That's when support comes in. That's what a good coach is. A good coach is support. A good coach is like, helps you when you're like, I know what to do, but should I go right or should I go left? Or maybe you don't know what to do and you're like, I just know that this has to stop. I know that I need to make a change. So that's what the bulk of this framework is all about, is how do I stay in control? How do I feel like when I start to lose my path, I have something that I can like, you know, cling to and help me in a repeatable fashion, get back to basics. And what I love about the framework is that it doesn't cause me to suffer or struggle, right? Because, you know, been there, done that, and that just stinks. It stinks. It stinks, and no one wants to do that. You know, that's why so many people give up, because they're like, oh, I just have to struggle more, or you know, I just have to suffer. No, like I'm done with that. You know, that's why I came up with, you know, what is one of the non-negotiable. You know, I have a client, she likes ice cream. Well, you can't have a pint of ice cream every night. That's definitely not going to hit your goals. But what we've been able to do is been able to be smart enough that she can have a tablespoon of ice cream and still feel like it's awesome, right? So it's working with people to like help you figure out how do you negotiate and not negotiate in a, I'm not saying negotiate in a horrible way. I'm saying negotiate How do you negotiate life so that you don't feel like you're always in these like extremes? Like you're either like on a plan or you're off a plan. Because that rocket ship, like that is just, that's just not a way to live. And I'm sure many of you have experienced that and you're just over it, completely over it. So that, I hope you were able to take away one or two things. And if you have more questions about that, definitely hook up with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at Fit Girl Magic. That's my Facebook group. You can also find me all over the socials, Kim Jefferson Coach for Instagram, and then Kim Barnes Jefferson on Facebook. You know, I would love to hear your takeaways from this episode. You know, that there's always ways to refine it. And I hope, hopefully, you know, I can help you do that. You know, I've done this for a few years and it's been a saving grace for myself as well as for several of my clients. That's all that I have for you. That's all I have for you tonight. And I just want to let you know that, you know, you all have magic inside of you and all you have to do is just like let it go, like let go of the rules, let go of the doubts, and you can make this happen. I just request that you do me one small favor. If you can rate, review, and subscribe, that would be absolutely amazing. And I would thank you so much for all of you who have done that previously. I read them and like I've just makes my day.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.